I'm fantastic, Sean, and happy National Indigenous Peoples History Month.
Thank you so much. Right back at you. Thank you for coming on the show and sparing a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate being able to share this time with you to tell everybody about the amazing Métis Fest that we have coming up.
June 7th and 8th at McDonald Island Park. What year is this for the festival?
Sean, honestly, we're multiple. Like, we're in the double digits. I'm going to say
that
with everything combined, we're probably 20-plus years of celebrating being Métis and sharing Métis culture.
Because it's grown exponentially. Like, it is a big, big deal. A couple of days, and you put together a lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We have an amazing team here that work very hard to be able to showcase Métis people, Métis history, traditions, our culture as a whole. And it's a great opportunity for everybody to come out and learn who we are. But also, it's not just for the Métis people. It's for the whole community.
You get out, you have a little fun, and you learn a little something all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity. It ties into, like, the calls to action for truth and reconciliation, regardless of whether you're Indigenous or not. You know, everybody has a responsibility to learn the true history. And, you know, unfortunately, we need to unlearn the false narratives that have been out there.
So true. You know, I think it's all summed up in the pictures that are on your website at McMurrayMetis.org. Every picture who was at one of the Métis Fests, it's just smiling faces here, there, and everywhere. Kids, grown-ups, you name it. Everybody's smiling and having the time of their lives, it looks like.
Absolutely. Like, it's so hard to describe ahead of time. I mean, the excitement in our office right now is
I can
fabulous. But the day of the event, like of the two days, actually, people are just, there's smiles everywhere. And our staff, our volunteers, our vendors, our performers, everybody's smiling. And then our guests, everybody that comes out to participate is smiling. Regardless of the weather, they always find something to smile at.
Métis Fest is coming up in Fort McMurray, June 7th through the 8th. Like, what part of the weekend did you want to focus in on? Because you've got the talent show, you've got music and dancing, the cultural village, the artisan market. The list goes on and on and on. There's no shortage of things to see and do.
Well, there is no shortage. And I can't even say that there's one time better than the other. Our opening ceremonies and our grand march is on Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's a great opportunity to come out and meet with some Indigenous dignitaries, as well as dignitaries from the municipality, as well as the province and Canada. We still have space available to register for our cultural workshops that we've got going on. We have the talent shows. We have amazing artists. We have the artisans market, which I don't know about everybody else, but I like to shop.
Ditto.
And to see, you know, the true Indigenous artists be able to display their wares. And everything is so unique. And you know that it's handmade by some very talented individuals. We have a ton of family activities. So it doesn't matter what your age is, there's something for everyone. We have an elders tent. Our elders are very competitive when it comes to their crib tournaments. So they're very excited for those.
Sounds like my wife and I.
Yeah, we'll have some traditional food. We have the cultural village, which will have different tents set up for different aspects. We'll have, like, traditional food there. We'll have some walleye, some bannock on a stick, jackfish, some moose meat, some buffalo. We've got hot dogs for everyone. I'm just trying to think of everything. Like, there's just so much. I'm trying to walk around the grounds and think of everything that we've got going on. We have an amazing MC. We have amazing music and talent coming in. And the talent is different on both days. So it's not, if you come down on Saturday, when you come back on Sunday, it will be different. You will not be seeing the same thing. It will
be
more. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. We're so excited.
I can tell. Métis Fest, June 7th and 8th, McDonald Island Park, Saturday from 11 a.m. until 7, Sunday until 7:30, and it's at McMurrayMetis.org for all the details. Anything else you wanted to mention, Kelly?
I just want to mention that it is a free family fun weekend. Everyone is invited. It's accessible for all. We just ask that you leave your pets at home, for a multitude of reasons. Come as you are, no pressure. This is your chance to connect with old friends, make new friends. It's a safe space, and it's a great place to come and learn about our cultural center that we are building. And I can guarantee you, you will leave with a full belly, a full heart, and hopefully a deep understanding and appreciation for Métis culture.
I love that. Kelly, thank you so, so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so, so much, Sean, for having us and hosting us and for supporting us. And you stay safe and just make sure everybody follows us on Facebook.